Today, Ghislaine Maxwell is on the precipice of potentially being pardoned by US President Donald Trump.
Can you please provide us with all the names of other additional co-conspirators to the crimes perpetuated by you and Jeffrey Epstein?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Her only chance at getting out of prison is a pardon from you.
I can say this, that I'd have to take a look at it. I would have to take a look.
I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well.
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out, how did it happen? Was it suicide? Was he killed? And I do wish her well. I'm not looking for anything bad for her.
Despite the fact that she has been sentenced to 20 years in jail for her role in the trafficking of minors for Israeli asset Jeffrey Epstein. But who is Ghislaine Maxwell, and how did she end up here? Virginia Giuffre, the most well-known victim of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, described Ghislaine as the master manipulator behind a lot of what was happening. Maxwell engaged in the luring of young girls for the use by Jeffrey Epstein in his compromat building project against political figures and leaders. The house manager for Jeffrey Epstein, Juan Alessi, referred to her as the lady of the house and said this was how she described herself. He also stated in court that daily orders were passed along to him by Epstein through Maxwell. In fact, Maxwell gave him a household manual on managing their property. The manual that Maxwell gave to Juan Alessi read in the following way: remember that you see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing, except to answer a question directed at you. Respect their privacy. In court, another part of the manual was shown that said, never disclose Mr. Epstein or Miss Maxwell's activities or whereabouts to anyone. Do not be bullied and do not show any reaction or impatience. Simply be firm. To understand who Ghislaine Maxwell is, we need to look at the family dynamics behind her formation. Her father was notorious Israeli super spy Robert Maxwell. Maxwell is known for funneling weapons to the Zionist forces in Palestine during the Nakba of 1948. He helped to work with Zionist forces to establish Israel on top of Palestinian land. Across his time in business, Robert Maxwell owned hundreds of companies, including the Daily Mirror in this country. Israeli intelligence officer Ari Ben-Menashe states that Robert Maxwell, alongside Nicholas Davis, who was the foreign editor of the Daily Mirror at that time, and Jeffrey Epstein, along with he himself, were part of an Israeli intelligence grouping. This is prior to Epstein's relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell being made official. Despite this massive role in business and as an Israeli intelligence operative, Robert Maxwell was voted as a member of parliament in this country in the mid-60s. It's also known that Maxwell was able to sell key technology to the United States, the UK, and Russia through an Israeli company that he owned. This company, Degem, which Maxwell owned, was able to sell the Promise software to the United States, which contained a backdoor through which Israel was able to access the classified secrets of the nuclear programs in the US. Degem operated as a front for Israel's external intelligence agency, Mossad. When Mossad agents would operate in Latin America, they would often use the company Degem as a front for their operations and go disguised as employees of the company. When Mordecai Vanunu, the courageous Israeli whistleblower, spoke out about the nuclear program that Israel was developing in the mid-80s, Robert Maxwell actually spied on Mordecai Vanunu and fed that information back into the Israeli government. This enabled them to kidnap Vanunu. At one point, Eri Ben-Menashe, the Israeli intelligence officer, stated in an interview with Seymour Hersh that Robert Maxwell was an Israeli intelligence operative. Maxwell then attempted to sue Seymour Hersh. He lost in that case, making clear that he was in fact an Israeli intelligence operative. And Ari Ben Menashe was correct in his assertion and his memory of both Maxwell and Epstein. In fact, Ari Ben Menashe's assertions about both Maxwell and Epstein were seen as so damaging to Israel that it actually hatched a plan to kidnap him and seize him and take him to Israel. This ultimately failed. Eventually, when Robert Maxwell died or was killed in suspicious circumstances, Israel's Prime Minister at the time, Yitzhak Shamir, stated, "Maxwell has done more for Israel than can be stated here today." And after the death of Maxwell, it became clear that he had stolen £500 million from the pension fund of Daily Mirror employees. It is out of this fray Ghislaine Maxwell emerges. Initially, Robert Maxwell's favourite child had been his son, Michael Maxwell, who was left in a vegetative state following a car crash when he was 15 years old. In her early years, Ghislaine Maxwell felt neglected and even developed a form of childhood anorexia in response to that feeling of neglect. Following on from this accident that harmed Michael Maxwell, Robert Maxwell turned his focus in his narcissistic way to the golden child who would be Ghislaine. He relied on her greatly and attempted to control and dominate her life, even her romantic life. According to Ari Ben Menashe, Epstein's relationship with Robert Maxwell preceded his romantic relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, which happened in 1991, following the death of Robert. In fact, when Ghislaine was sent to New York, she was sent as an emissary of Robert Maxwell in the city. How is it that somebody who was the daughter of an Israeli super spy and herself continuing on that tradition got so close to the center of power in this country that she was introduced to the Queen by Prince Andrew? She was even pictured sitting on the Queen's throne, joking alongside suspected paedophile Kevin Spacey. In fact, even following her jailing for 20 years, Ghislaine Maxwell was given a sympathetic interview from prison by Rupert Murdoch's Talk TV, by none other than Jeremy Kyle, the talk show host who is famously very harsh on familial dysfunction. Yet he was able to give this softball interview to Ghislaine Maxwell from behind bars.
This lady used to have the world's elite on speed dial, but how her life has changed. But that doesn't seem to stop her from reminiscing about the good old days.
You have to make your bed sort of military style. You can go to breakfast, which consists of a cereal. There's no seasoning allowed, so there's no salt or pepper or anything. So it's beyond tasteless.
And it's pretty clear she only blames one man for her astonishing fall from grace, Jeffrey Epstein.
I probably wish I had stayed in England.
Interestingly, the Epstein files reveal that Jeffrey Epstein may well have been staying in the house of Rupert Murdoch in 2014, years after he had been required by law to register as a sex offender. What about the rest of the Maxwell siblings? Where did they end up? And what does it tell us about the functions of Ghislaine, following in the footsteps of her father, Robert? Her sister, Isabel Maxwell, described the deputy director of Mossad at the time, David Kimche, as a family friend. In fact, Isabel was the CEO of an Israeli company called iCognito, which supposedly protected children from online harm. The irony that the sister of Ghislaine Maxwell was working for an Israeli company supposedly doing such a thing while Ghislaine was involved in the trafficking and seemingly the abuse of underage girls alongside Israeli asset Jeffrey Epstein. Later on, Isabel went on to be installed as the president of Israeli company Comtouch, which then had great investment from none other than Bill Gates. revealed to be a key associate of Jeffrey Epstein. The twin sister of Isabel Maxwell, Christine Maxwell, directly works for an Israeli government-funded organization, the Institute for the Study of Global Antisemitism and Policy. The board of this organization includes Natan Sharansky, the former Deputy Prime Minister of Israel. Interestingly, the board also features key friend and lawyer of Jeffrey Epstein, Alan Dershowitz. Not only is that organization funded by the Israeli Ministry of Strategic Affairs back in 2018, but it also received $1.3 million in a grant from the Israeli government. That's right, the sister of Ghislaine Maxwell today works for an organization funded by the Israeli government on a board alongside Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer and close friend of Jeffrey Epstein. What about Ghislaine Maxwell's brothers, Ian and Kevin Maxwell? Well, they went on to found an organization by the name of Combating Jihad, Terrorism and Extremism. This organization is extremely close to Israeli intelligence, but also to British intelligence. At its inaugural conference in 2018, it included Sarah Khan, the government's lead commissioner for countering extremism. In addition to that, another participant at this organization founded by Brothers of Ghislaine Maxwell was none other than the former Director General of MI5, Jonathan Evans. The same Jonathan Evans who met with Keir Starmer while he was the Director of Public Prosecutions. So here we see the Maxwell family all dedicated to either Israeli or intelligence operations. You see, Ghislaine Maxwell is from a long tradition of individuals working for the Zionist cause around the world. A month after September 11th, she sent a poem to several of her contacts, as revealed by the Epstein files. In the poem, she references a child looking up at where the Twin Towers used to be and asking the father what the Twin Towers were. The father responds that these are buildings brought down when the Arabs attacked. And at the end of the poem, the child asks, "And what are the Arabs?" The implication of this poem is that the Arabs would be eradicated by the years following the Twin Towers attacked. That is 2 decades of the war on terror, invasion of Iraq killing over 1 million people, and the genocide in Gaza of 2023 to today. Ghislaine Maxwell was part of this infrastructure, which was about the killing of people en masse. Her particular role in this machine with lots of moving parts was about oiling the wheels of subservience among Western political and business elites. These shadowy figures need to be investigated, and there are so few places that do it in the way that Double Down News is able to do. Therefore, support Double Down News on Patreon now so this work can continue.